Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to remind you that you can get a Great Detectives of Old Time Radio t-shirt. Just go to t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. And you can get either a regular t-shirt, a slim fit tee, or a Great Detectives of Old Time Radio pullover. That's at t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. Now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. And I will apologize because I accidentally skipped over this episode, so we're going back a few weeks. The original air date on this one is February the 4th of 1948. And this one is Blackie Loves Helen Carver.
Blackie, darling.
Helen, you're beautiful.
Oh, I'm so happy with you here, Blackie. It just doesn't seem possible that this happened to me. I've lived 25 whole years without falling in love until now.
You only thought you were living, honey.
Blackie, what about Mary Wesley?
Well,
you've been going with her for a long time.
I'll explain to Mary. It won't be easy, but she's entitled to know. And Helen.
Yes, dear.
I don't want to talk anymore.
Oh, but I've got so much to say.
This will stop you, won't it?
Oh, Blackie.
You see what I meant about talking?
You better do that again. I feel some more worse coming.
Mary. Mary, come in.
Oh, you're quite sure you want me to come in.
Well, yes, Mary. Mary, this is Helen Carver. Miss Wesley, Miss Carver.
Miss Wesley, I'm sure you have every reason
to be embarrassed finding you and Blackie making love. I'm sorry, but I know Blackie. Were you two rehearsing a play?
Oh, you don't understand.
Mary, you've got to know something, and it might just as well be now. Miss Carver and I...
Blackie, stop.
Oh, I wish you...
I don't know what the gag is, but I know this isn't on the level. You're either helping Miss Carver rehearse a scene, or she'll turn out to be a relative of yours. It's the only thing it can be.
I don't know how to say this, Mary, but it isn't anything like that.
Oh, now, come on.
There's only one other thing it could be, and that's exactly what it is.
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
I tell you, Inspector Faraday.
Yeah.
I don't know what Blackie's idea is, but it was the silliest thing I ever walked in on. He and that girl were standing...
Okay, so it was silly.
Well,
now, did you have to come down here all the way to police headquarters to tell me you caught Blackie necking with a girl?
Well, I thought you'd get a kick out of it, too. You should have seen how seriously he was selling this Miss Carver.
Yeah, well, if Blackie was selling anything, I guarantee this Carver dame bought it.
Oh, Inspector, you're priceless.
I'm going to be jobless if you don't get out of here. No?
Your phone is ringing, Inspector.
I know, I can hear it. I can hear you, too, only I'd much rather not. Homicide, Faraday.
Hello, Inspector.
What am I running here, an office for Boston Blackie Incorporated?
Hey, is that Blackie?
Yeah, this is Blackie. What do you want?
Who are you talking to?
Mary Wesley. She's here annoying me. You're calling up to annoy me. It's a good thing you haven't got a brother. He'd be giving me a hot foot.
What's Mary doing there?
I'll let you talk to her.
No, don't. I don't have anything to say to her.
Well, I've got something to say to you.
Go ahead.
What kind of a routine are you doing? What's with you and this Helen Carver gal?
That, Inspector, is one of the most important things I've ever done in my life.
¶¶ Hey, Helen.
What do you mean, hey, Helen?
Well, I...
Whom do you think you're talking to?
Now, don't give me that whom do you think. You and I are in the same business, remember, kid? Making a sucker out of Boston Blackie.
Well, that still doesn't give you any license to hey, Helen me.
Oh, forget it.
Huh.
Hey, look, you know something? You make love pretty good.
What?
Well, didn't you hear me? I said you make love pretty good.
What?
You did a swell job on Blackie before his girlfriend got there last night.
You weren't spying on us.
I wasn't. Who said so?
Why, you?
Well, look, that's what I'm supposed to do, ain't it? Wasn't very comfortable on the fire escape, but the entertainment was very good.
Listen, you, don't let me catch you.
Why, you won't catch me. Blackie hasn't, and I've been tailing him for 2 days.
You've been tailing?
I've been tailing, yeah. I'm supposed to see that he really goes for you and doesn't try to get in touch with that Mary Wesley girl. That's my job.
Well, don't overdo it, Joe.
Lord.
Remember what I tell you.
Come on, kid. Now, relax. You and I could be friends.
Well, let's let it stop right there.
You know, Helen, you kiss pretty good. I'd like a little of that for myself.
Oh, you liked it, did you?
Yeah, sure thing.
Well, I'll let you in a little secret, Joey.
What?
I didn't mind it a bit.
Look, Mr. King.
Yeah?
I followed Blackie all over town for 2 days. He ain't been near that Mary Wesley day.
That's good, Joe. Good work.
Oh, thanks, boss.
So Helen's really got him, has she?
Oh, she sure has. You can take my word for that.
Okay.
All right, but...
Now go on back and stay on Blackie's trail and make sure he doesn't see Miss Wesley.
Okay,
if he even talks to her, I want to know it.
Well, boss, I don't think... Okay. Okay, I'm going. I do what you tell me and you clip me. What's going to happen sometime when I don't do like you say?
Beat it, Joe. Out the other door. I'm expecting a friend.
Okay, Mr. Kane. Okay, I'll go back to Taylor Black. So long.
All right, wait a minute. I'm coming. Come on in, Johnson. I've been waiting for you. Sit down. Glad you accepted my invitation to come over here, Johnson. Very glad.
What's your story?
Now, look, you've got me like I've never been gotten in my life.
That's my story. What's yours?
I haven't got the 50 grand you want for those papers.
So long, King.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah?
I can raise 10 grand, 15 at the outside. Take that, will you?
50 grand the price.
Now, look, you can't do that. Sending me to jail won't do you any good.
It won't be exactly a vacation for you, either. 50 grand that them papers stay right in my safe.
All right, look, give me a little more time. A week.
You got till tomorrow.
Well, I won't be able to raise the money that soon.
That's your problem.
Look, Johnson, wait just 1 week. Just a week. That's all I ask you to do.
So long, Kane.
Hold it a minute, you.
You mean me?
Yes, you. You know who I am?
Well, look, brother, as long as you know who you are, ain't that enough?
My name is Blackie, Boston Blackie.
Boston.
You've been following me around for 3 days. I want to know why.
Well, didn't you hear about it? I'm your bodyguard.
Oh?
I'm going to send you a bill at the end of the month.
Don't bother. I'll pay you right now.
Oh!
Get up. Get up before you attract a crowd or flies.
Why should I get up so you can... knock me down again?
No, so you can walk along with me.
Whoa.
As long as you're going to tail me, you might just as well do it the easy way. Only believe me, someday, I'm going to make a monkey out of the guy who put a tail on me. Hello.
Blackie, dear, I've missed you.
Oh, hello, Helen, darling. I've missed you, too.
Oh, dear.
Very much. I wish you were here.
You sound like a picture postcard.
Except that I'm not having a wonderful time.
Blackie, I called to ask you something.
What, darling?
Are you really serious about me?
Why do you ask that?
Oh, I know you. You're completely on the level, but I've been thinking, Blackie. You've gone with Mary for a long time. Is she really out of your mind?
Yes, Helen, of course. She's out of my mind, and I'm out of my mind about you, honey.
Oh.
That's a kind of a funny question for you to ask, though.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Blackie, I'm going to give you a chance to prove what you say.
Go ahead, I'm waiting.
I want you to open a safe for me. There's something in that safe that doesn't belong to me, but I want it destroyed. Will you do it?
Well,
Blackie, please. Maybe you were honest in what you said to me, but let's face facts. It's just too possible that you're playing a game.
How can I convince you that I'm not?
By opening the safe for me. It's completely illegal. It'll get you in a terrible jam if you're caught. And I'm going to destroy something that's very valuable. But you'll be in this as much as I will.
You want it done, don't you?
More than I've wanted anything in the world. Except you.
Skip it, baby.
Darling.
Just tell me where the safe is and forget the whole thing.
Evening, Mr. Johnson.
Hello, Marty. I see you're a sidewalk superintendent, too.
Well, when I can get away from my newsstand, I am, Mr. Johnson. You know, I love to watch that machine dig into the dirt, scoop it up, dump it into trucks, twist around, go back for more fat.
That machine is never satisfied, I guess, Marty. A lot of people are like that, never satisfied.
Yes, I guess that's right.
I'm one of them. You know, I can get $50,000 for something if I wait a week.
$50,000?
Uh-huh. But I want the money fast. I want it by tomorrow. You know something?
What's that?
I'm going to get it.
You're going to get the money, Mr. Jackson?
Yes, Marty. Something in my safe is going to guarantee that. And it's awful safe in my safe.
Yes?
You've never even asked why I wanted you to open this safe.
I don't have to ask, Helen. If you want to tell me, you'll tell me.
Darling.
Look, this business of being in love with you is as unbelievable to me as it is to you, honey. It happened so fast, I've got to do something to prove it's true to both of us.
Thank you, darling. How are you coming with the safe?
It'll be open in a minute. It's kind of a tough one. I've been on it for half an hour now.
You'll give me the envelope I want when you open it?
Of course. That's why I'm here, isn't it? I think maybe I've got this. Ah.
Blackie, you did it.
Open it.
Oh.
Take out what you want.
I know what it looks like. It's a large envelope. It's got to be here. Blackie, I've got it.
Okay, let's close up shop.
Oh, wait a minute. Give me a match.
Take my lighter. Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, let me take it. You're liable to burn your finger.
Oh, no, no. I want to destroy this myself. You'll never know what you've done for me, Blackie.
You'll keep reminding me, won't you, dear?
Always, darling.
I'd like to keep hearing it.
Oh, sweet.
Well, that's the end of whatever it was in that envelope.
That's it. Blackie, what's in that box in the safe?
I don't know. Let's take a look.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are.
Pearl. Oh, Blackie, they're beautiful.
Well, let's take them with us. They're yours, Helen. A present from me to you.
Oh, Blackie, if the police find out this stuff is missing, they'll know it was you. You can't talk your way out of this.
That's probably right, if they catch me.
Oh, but
all I can tell you is, I don't mind. As long as you stay on my side of the fence, I'll stay on the other side of the law.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Although his girlfriend, Mary Wesley, refuses to accept the fact, Boston Blackie is ostensibly in love with Helen Carver, a girl who is promoting Blackie while working for Henry Kane. In the safe of an individual named Frank Johnson are papers that will result in a jail sentence for Kane. But Helen Carver prevails upon Blackie to open the safe, and he watches her burn an envelope he takes out of it. As we return to our story, it is some time later in the Johnson home.
Operator.
Get me to the police department, quickly.
One moment, please. I'll connect you.
Police department, 18th precinct.
Officer, this is Frank Johnson at 20 Ridge Road.
Yep.
Someone's broken into my house. I just this minute came home. Somebody's robbing my safe.
Hello? Hello? Hello, hello. Hello.
glad you called. I was just thinking about you.
Something nice?
It was about you, wasn't it? Has to be nice.
The pearls look beautiful, Blackie. I want to wear them when you take me out.
Say, you better have an asbestos neck. Those pearls are a little hot, you know.
Oh, I don't care. They look beautiful.
Please remember, they are slightly stolen.
Oh, I know.
I wouldn't want them to be recognized.
But don't be silly. All pearls look alike, except most of them aren't as pretty as these. I know what I'll do. I'll change the clasp and nobody will know.
Helen, with those papers burned, you really are more at ease, aren't you?
Oh, yes, Blackie, very much so. I'm sorry I made you turn criminal for me.
Fellows have turned crooked for less.
I'll never ask you to do anything like this again.
You won't have to. Once was enough. Anytime the police pick me up now, I'm good for at least 20 years.
You've known me less than a week and you'd trade 20 years for that?
Sure, baby.
Oh, you really must love me, Blackie.
That was the general idea, darling, don't you remember?
Oh, yes, very much. Blackie, it's possible that I may go away for a few days. You won't mind, will you?
Of course I'll mind.
I mean, you won't mind too much. I'll be back and we'll make plans for the future.
Good.
And thanks again for the pearl necklace you gave me. It was a wonderful present.
Oh, forget it.
Uh-uh.
Let's hurry and make those plans for the future and forget about that present.
Now, look, Blackie, don't just sit there and look stupid.
Stupid, he says.
Frank Johnson was shot. His safe had been opened. By somebody who knew how to open safes.
Is that why you dragged me down here, Inspector?
You mean, do I think you were in Johnson's house? No, I don't think so, dope. But that safe looked like your work. Now, who do you know that works like you?
I had an idea that my work was pretty exclusively mine.
You're no killer, Blackie, and whoever opened that safe killed Johnson. From what I hear, you're quite a lover, but you're no killer.
Look, Faraday, that romance of mine with Helen Carver is none of your business.
Well, I wish it was. I'd show you what a jerk you were making out of yourself.
Is that so?
Yeah. It's a good thing Mary Wesley doesn't believe you.
I'm sorry about Mary. I tried to tell her.
You tried to tell her. Don't make me laugh.
All right, I'll take away all the mirrors in your house.
Ah, Blackie, you're going to help me on this Johnson murder, or aren't you?
What am I supposed to do?
Find whoever opened that safe, let me know who it is, and I'll grab him.
What would you say if I told you that I did the job on the Johnson safe?
I told you not to make me laugh.
All right. In that case, I won't tell you. But, Inspector, don't ever say I didn't try.
Helen, you did a wonderful job. You sure burned that envelope. There's no doubt about it.
Anything that was in it is ashes, Mr. Kane.
That's good.
And thanks for the money you gave me. It'll come in handy. I need some clothes to match these pearls I got from Blackie.
Yeah, boss, I gotta thank you, too. The dough you gave me for Shadow of Blackie is my ticket to a good time for 2 years.
Well, you're both welcome. You did a fine job. And the money I gave you was a whole lot less than I would have had to pay Johnson.
Oh, sure.
Boss, nobody has to worry about old Johnson no more.
I certainly don't, Joe.
Nobody has to. He's dead.
Wouldn't that be just... He's what, Joe? Dead?
What?
Sure, I killed him.
You killed him?
Sure, I plugged him 3 times just to make sure he was good and dead, you know? Yeah, I was covering up at the house for Helen like you told me to, and Johnson came in, he was calling the cops.
You jerk.
Boss, what's the matter? Hey, boss, don't do nothing to me.
Mr. Kane, boss. please don't hit him.
Hit him? I'll kill him.
No, boss.
He just did the most idiotic thing he could possibly do.
No, boss, don't.
I'm just beginning.
Mr. Kane, stop.
Go,
boss,
you.
Boss, tell him. Just kill him. Oh. Hit his head against the piano.
Toss some water on him. Bring him to. I'm not finished with him yet.
Yes, Mr. Kane. Joe, wake up. Joe,
what's the matter?
Nothing much, Mr. Kane. It's just that he's dead.
Dead, huh? You wouldn't find it easy to forget what I just did to Joe, would you, Helen?
No. I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Well, maybe you better try to. Try real hard.
Coming. Mary.
Hello, Blackie. I hope I'm interrupting something.
What?
Alone?
Yes?
Well, that's a novelty for you.
Well, I...
What's new with your big romance? And isn't it about time you let me in on the joke?
It's no joke, Mary. Not now.
Blackie, you are serious, aren't you?
Dead serious. Look at this newspaper I've been reading.
Father, look at you. Blackie, how could you do anything like this? I don't understand it.
Mary, please, not now. Look at this picture on the front page. It's a man named Joe Archer the police picked up this morning dead. His skull had been fractured.
Who is he? I never saw him before.
I did. He's been tailing me for days.
Why don't you ask your friend Helen Carver about him? Maybe she knows something.
I called her apartment. She doesn't answer. I've got to find her.
No, Blackie, don't.
Yes. She's very important to me, to you, and to Faraday if he wants to solve Johnson's murder.
You don't think I'm going to help you find her, do you, Blackie? If you do, you're crazy.
Somebody better help me. I have one plan. And if that doesn't work, Faraday's a dead duck, and my goose is cooked. I have to hang around your office, Faraday.
Do you?
I left my private phone number at my apartment switchboard. In case anybody calls, they'll give them this number. I want you around when I get this call.
You've been here expecting a call for 3 hours. Now, you stay here any longer, I'll charge you rent.
Cut it out, will you, Inspector? I'm in the middle of a mess. Only this phone call can get me out of it. I've got to talk to Helen Carver.
Yeah, and I've got to find out who killed Frank Johnson. All right, he was a blackmailer, an ex-hoodlum. He was everything bad, but he was murdered. You're interfering with me.
You've got no idea how I'm going to help you. Sit still. That's your private phone. Let me get it.
All right.
Hello.
Blackie?
Yes?
This is Helen.
Oh, Helen, darling.
Oh, look, never mind that darling stuff. I need help badly.
What's the gag?
Blackie, this isn't a joke.
I know.
There was an ad in the personal column of the paper today. It said, Helen, leave town or you're next. That ad is meant for me. And it means I'm going to be killed.
Oh, now, look, you're a nice girl and I love you,
Blackie,
but...
listen, I know this ad is meant for me. I know he's going to kill me and I know why.
Look, it's late, sweetheart. You've probably had a much too busy day. Get a good night's sleep.
You have to believe me. You have to. He killed Joe Archer. I saw him do it. His name is Henry Kane. He lives at 100 Barton Street. Find him, Blackie. Find him before he finds me.
You understand, Helen. I don't want to kill you.
Oh, please, Mr. Kane, please don't. All I did was call Blackie and ask him to protect me when I saw the ad you put in the paper. That's all.
I didn't put any ad in the paper, Helen. Blackie did that to find out where to reach me, find out what name I was living under. He did it so you'd get scared and tell him.
Well, how did you know?
Blackie called me, pretended to be somebody else, and asked me to be sure and be home for the next half hour. I left immediately for your apartment. I knew what happened. I knew you talked at a turn.
And Blackie is on his way to your place right now. He'll never come here.
Yeah, that's right. There isn't a chance that he'll come here. Not until long after you're dead.
Oh, no.
I can't let you convict me of killing Joe Archer. With you dead, nobody has a thing on me.
Don't do it. Don't do it, Mr. Kane. Please don't do it. I promise never to talk. I'll go away. I'll go anywhere. I'll stay as long as you say.
You're not going to stay. I'm going away for a long, long time.
You're going out for a short time, Kane.
What?
Blackie, huh?
That's right. I knew you'd come over here to shut Miss Carver up. And I beat you to it. I had to let Faraday hear you say you killed Archer, and this was the way to do it. Right, Inspector?
That's right. Let's go, Kane.
I'm not going anywhere.
But look out, he's got a gun.
Yeah, and I'm going to use it.
You should have practiced using it.
Oh, Blackie! Oh, like it.
Don't bother, Inspector. There he is, Inspector. The guy you want. Say, I really straightened him out, didn't I?
You sure did. Now, if I were you, I think I'd go see Miss Wesley. You've got some real straightening out to do with her.
Mary.
Yes? Go on.
You're not making it very easy.
You didn't make it very easy for me.
Well...
Go on, Blackie. You were saying Mary. That much I know.
Well, you see, it was this way.
What way?
We go again. Let me try another way. Supposing you were in love with somebody else.
What?
No, that was wrong. How about this? Helen and I were just good friends.
Blackie.
You don't believe that, and I don't blame you.
You might tell me the truth. That might make the whole thing much simpler.
Suits me. Here with the truth, on my word of honor.
I'm listening.
I simply had to make love to Helen.
Oh, really?
You don't sound very convinced.
Well, trying hard to understand, Blackie.
Don't you see? I didn't know what Helen's game was. But I had to play along with her until I found out. And I couldn't let you in on it.
Oh? Why not?
Kane had this Joey follow me every minute. I ducked him in time to get up to Johnson's house before I went there with Helen, but that's as good as I could do.
Why did you go there, then?
I wanted to get the envelope Helen described to me before she and I went there. I got it, took out the papers she was after, and inserted cut-up newspapers in it. It was the newspaper she burned.
Oh, I understand. Oh, where are the real papers now?
Faraday has them. They'll really cement the case against Kane. Don't you see, Mary, everything I did was to make Helen have confidence in me. Making love to her, giving a set of phony pearls I put in the safe that afternoon. I had to get her to lead me to the man that she was working for.
Well, she did, thanks to that ad you put in the paper, which really scared her so that she called you.
That's right.
Tell me something. How was making love to Helen Carver?
Kind of like this, like that.
Blackie?
Well, maybe a little more like this than like that.
Blackie.
Well, she is pretty. You've got to admit that.
Blackie, you're not starting this all over again, are you?
No, Mary, it's all over.
Well, hooray!
What I meant was that it's all over but the shouting.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, interesting reaction by Mary. She managed to really maintain her dignity and cool throughout most of this whole thing, while being able to make Blackie sweat when it came to actually providing an explanation. It does seem that as often as he's done this, and they're, you know, always made to seem, you know, pretty reasonable why he has to keep her in the dark. And this one probably did the best job of that. If there were some sort of verbal signal between them that would let her know that everything was fine, that would actually be a really nice thing to do. So it would stop her from worrying and fretting. And also save him some trouble at the end. The fun thing about this episode is I think, you know, even if we hadn't heard later episodes, you pretty much know that Blackie's not going to throw Mary Wesley over. So the fun part is just seeing how this is going to play out and what Blackie's grand scheme is. And I thought this worked out pretty well. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. Daniel writes in, was The Wind Blows West Murders a takeoff on Crime Club? The voice of the guest star sounded a lot like the librarian. Daniel, I honestly don't think so. Now, I did not recognize the voice of the librarian. It's a very distinctive voice that Raymond Edward Johnson has. And I don't think he was on last week's show, though I could have been wrong. And if I was and listeners heard him, then, well, that was an error on me. But the only thing that really reminded me of the Crime Club was at the beginning of the episode where somebody came into a bookstore to find a book. But the thing about that is the opening of the Crime Club is modeled on someone going into a library and being shown where a book is. So I don't think that necessarily lends it to being a take on that. Plus, the Crime Club only ran 2 years and had been canceled by the time that this episode aired. So I would be very surprised if they were doing an homage to it. Bishop Andrew writes in, okay, I agree the story was good, but really the acting. Everyone felt like they were sleepwalking. Could it be that the recording was playing at a slower rate than normal? I would say that's definitely a possibility, and that does unfortunately affect the quality of a lot of old-time radio recordings. And Boston Blackie recordings aren't in pristine condition. Most of them anyway. So, yeah, I don't think that it would be a case of the entire cast falling down 1 week. Finally, Frank comments, "My favorite part of these," and this is referring to Boston Blackie, "is trying to guess all the puns before they are said. So, so many puns." Very true, Frank. Thanks so much. All right, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then we'll be back next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.